Most authors who can't find and connect with readers think the problem is visibility. They think, I just need more followers, more reach, more money for ads, a bigger platform. Then the right people will find my book. And I understand that instinct. More reach should mean more readers. It's logical. But after nearly 20 years of working with authors across every genre, I can tell you that it's almost never what's actually happening. The authors I see struggling most aren't struggling because they're invisible. They're struggling because when readers do find them, nothing makes those readers stop and think, this is for me. That's not a visibility problem. That's a messaging problem. And more reach won't fix it. It'll just deliver the wrong message to more people. I'm Jen Hansen-DePaula, and in this episode, I'm going to show you what's actually causing this and why it's something you can fix without spending a single dollar on ads. But before we get into it, if you want to know exactly which pieces of your marketing foundation are missing right now, that's exactly what my free book marketing blueprint provides. The link is in this episode's description. Here's the pattern that I see constantly. An author posts consistently. She's showing up. She's putting in real effort. And every few weeks, someone discovers her content, looks around, and leaves. No follow, no sale, no email signup. She assumes not enough people are finding her, so she tries to post more. Maybe she adds another platform. Maybe she starts looking into ads. But here's what's actually happening. The right people are finding her. They're landing on her content, looking around, and then moving on. Because nothing that they see is clearly, specifically, and unmistakably written for them. The problem isn't reach. The problem is that her content is trying to speak to everyone. And here's something that I say to every author I work with, and I've never found an exception to it. If you market your book to everyone, you're marketing it to no one. In today's oversaturated world, the only way to actually connect with readers, to stop them mid-scroll, is to be specific. Not generally appealing, but specific. In a way that might feel uncomfortably narrow at first, not because you want to exclude people, but because your ideal reader needs to feel personally addressed, not vaguely included. Think about it this way. Imagine that you're standing on a stage in front of 10,000 people, trying to come up with a message that genuinely resonates with every single one of them. That's an impossible task. You'll be paralyzed. Now imagine sitting across the table from a person you already know very well. You know what they need. You know what frustrates them. You know the kind of story or information that they've been hoping to find. Suddenly, you know exactly what to say. That person is your ideal reader. Every time I create content, I think about one specific person. I call mine Rebecca, not 10,000 people, just Rebecca. Is this something that she'd stop scrolling for? Does this feel like it was written for her? When your content comes from that kind of specificity, the right readers don't just find you, they recognize you. And that recognition is what turns a stranger into a follower and a follower into a buyer. What this looks like in practice is a little different depending on what you write, but the principle is exactly the same. If you're a fiction author, your content isn't just about your book. It's about the emotional world your book lives in. The themes your ideal reader already has strong opinions about, the feelings she's looking for in a story. When she finds your content, she should think, this author gets exactly what I want. If you're a nonfiction author, your content is about the problem your book solves, a problem your ideal reader is already living with today. She's already searching for answers. Your content should describe her situation so accurately she feels understood before she even reads a single page of your book. In both cases, you're not talking about your book. You're talking to your reader. That distinction is everything. I worked with an author whose novel was about a woman who reinvents herself later in life. A beautiful book with a real audience. But her content was broad, talking about the book without talking to anyone specifically. When we got clear on who her ideal reader was, everything shifted. Her readers were women in their 50s navigating transitions, empty nest, retirement, career changes, who were looking for stories about women finding themselves again later than expected. We built her messaging around one idea. It's never too late to become who you were meant to be. Every post connected back to that. It spoke directly to that specific reader. And within a few months, her audience doubled, her book sales increased, and kept growing because the people finding her were exactly the right readers. They weren't scrolling past. They were stopping because they felt found. She didn't change her book. She didn't wait until she had a bigger platform. She just got clear on who she was talking to. So before you post anything else, ask yourself three questions. Who specifically is this book for? What does it give that person? And when someone finds my content, do they feel addressed or just vaguely included? If you can answer those clearly and specifically, you have a foundation. If your answers still feel broad, that's your real starting point. Not more content, not a new platform, the foundation work first. And here's the good news. This doesn't take months. You can get clear on your ideal reader in an afternoon. Once you do, everything else, what to post, what to say, how to talk about your book, gets easier because it all connects back to that same thing. If you're realizing your messaging isn't specific enough yet, start with my free book marketing blueprint. It takes about 15 minutes and shows you exactly which piece of your foundation is missing. The link is in the description. And if you're ready for the full system, the one that walks you through your ideal reader, your core messages, and 90 days of content built from that foundation, that's exactly what the 90-day book sales system provides. That is also linked in the description. Next time, I'm talking to the authors who do have some clarity on their reader, but are showing up consistently and still not seeing it translate into sales. That one is a perspective shift. You don't want to miss it. I'll see you then.